Nolte, 1619 Project Fires Off New Lies to Cover Up Old Lies. By John Nolte on September 21, 2020. This is a story about lying. About the New York Times lying. About 1619 Project founder Nicole Hannah-Jones lying. About Kamal lying. This is not a story about the old lies, the libels against America from the far-left Times and Hannah-Jones. The appalling, shameless, and provable lie America was founded on slavery in 1619. The countless historical and factual errors that were published even after the Times' own fact-checker raised the alarm. No, this is a story about the new lies the Times, Hannah-Jones, and Kamal are spreading to cover up the old lies. The new lying began after President Trump rightfully defended this great country against the old lies. The president said at a White House event last week. The left has warped, distorted, and defiled the American story with deceptions, falsehoods, and lies. There is no better example than the New York Times totally discredited 1619 Project. This project rewrites American history to teach our children that we were founded on the principle of oppression, not freedom. Critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together, he added. The president then announced his 1776 commission as an antidote to the lying public schools that have agreed to teach the lies in the 1619 Project to our children. The idea behind the 1776 commission is to promote patriotic education in America's schools and oppose reductionist partisan historical narratives. So now that Trump is telling the truth about the 1619 Project's lies, the lying liars are telling new lies to cover up their old lies as a means to attack Trump as a liar. We never said this country was founded on slavery, they're now screeching in so many words. Trump is a liar. He's lying about black people. Trump is a racist lying about black people. Let's break it down, shall we? Here's Hannah-Jones and Kamal teaming up on Friday to tell the new lies. Here's a partial transcript with my emphasis added. Kamal, the 1619 Project, is not an attempt to rewrite history about when this nation was founded. If the president had actually read the essays in this, what do you think would be an honest takeaway of what they're about? New York Times Nicole Hannah-Jones, yeah, well, the 1619 Project is really about giving us the history and the understanding to see how slavery was foundational to America and the way the legacy of slavery still permeates much of our society. But of course we know that 1776 was the founding of this country. The project does not argue that 1776 was not the founding of the country. But what it does argue for is that we have largely treated slavery as an asterisk to the American story. And this project is trying to place slavery at the center where we believe it belongs. Everything emphasized above, everything Kamal said, everything Hannah-Jones said, is a new lie. Let me sharpen this point. Kamal, the 1619 Project, is not an attempt to rewrite history about when this nation was founded. Hannah-Jones, the project does not argue that 1776 was not the founding of the country. That is what Kamal and Hannah-Jones not only told the country, but it was said within the context that the President of the United States is lying about the 1619 Project. Except, both Hannah-Jones and the New York Times have explicitly, used the 1619 Project to spread the lie America was founded in 1619 on slavery and therefore America was not founded in 1776. Exhibit A. Below, courtesy of Quillette, is a screenshot of the interactive version of the 1619 Project the New York Times published in August of 2019. Here's the text with my emphasis. The 1619 Project is a major initiative from the New York Times observing the 400th anniversary of the beginning of American slavery. It aims to reframe the country's history, understanding 1619 as our true founding, and placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans at the very center of our national narrative. The New York Times published that. The New York Times came right out and told its readers the 1619 Project aims to reframe the country's history, understanding 1619 as our true founding. And now, In a sloppy cover-up, the New York Times is telling a new lie by memory holding the original text of the interactive edition. No more does it say the 1619 project aims to reframe the country's history. Understanding 1619 is our true founding. And nowhere does the Times explain its retraction. Here's what it says now. That's not the only example of the New York Times lying to its readers about America being founded in 1619 on slavery. Exhibit B. Below is from the August 2019 print edition. Let me repeat that, the print edition of the New York Times. Screenshot again from Quillette. Here's the text with my emphasis. In August of 1619, a ship appeared on this horizon, near Point Comfort, a coastal port in the British colony of Virginia. It carried more than 20 enslaved Africans, who were sold to the colonists. America was not yet America, but this was the moment it began. No aspect of the country that would be formed here has been untouched by the 250 years of slavery that followed. The New York Times published that, told its readers in the print edition that in August of 1619 America began with the arrival of a slave ship. That was the old lie. The new lie is the cover-up of the old lie. The Times has now deleted that passage, and because there is no editorial comment pointing out the change, explaining the change, acknowledging the change, the new lie is that the old lie never existed. Here's what it now says. In August of 1619, a ship appeared on this horizon, near Point Comfort, a coastal port in the English colony of Virginia. It carried more than 20 enslaved Africans, who were sold to the colonists. No aspect of the country that would be formed here has been untouched by the years of slavery that followed. Exhibit C. The same week Hannah Jones published her now discredited 1619 project, she used her own verified Twitter account to inform the world that I argue that 1619 is our true founding. That tweet has now been deleted. Exhibit D. Hannah Jones believes so completely that America was founded on slavery in 1619. The banner on her verified Twitter accounts reads like this: July 4, 1776, August 20, 1619. So these lying liars lied about America being founded in 1619 on slavery, and after Trump pushed back on the lie, these lying liars invented new lies to smear Trump as a liar using the lie they never lied. Why would anyone read the New York Times or watch KNLL? Utterly baffling to me that people enjoy being lied to, being played for suckers. Beyond my comprehension. P.S. Lying race baiter Oprah Winfrey has big plans to spread these lies, the old lies certainly, and probably the news ones, as well. P.P.S. Hannah Jones has her own HBO show now. So don't tell me lying doesn't pay. P.P.P.S. Hannah Jones is so morally warped she said it would be an honor if the recent riots launched by the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, riots that have burned down countless cities, destroyed countless white and black-owned business, and resulted in murder. She said it would be an honor if those riots were remembered as the 1619 riots. PPPPS this shit won a Pulitzer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.